We all know that patients with ER-positive invasive breast cancer have a relatively good prognosis as a group. But we're also aware that there's a subset of those patients who are not going to do well and who would benefit from the addition of cytotoxic chemotherapy to their hormonal therapy, be it tamoxifen or an aromatase inhibitor. Classical breast cancer prognostic factors like tumor size, grade, ER, and so forth have helped us a great deal in identifying patients who may benefit from the combination of hormonal and cytotoxic therapy. But it was clear to many experts in the field that the availability of a test to further discriminate groups who would benefit from the addition of cytotoxic therapy to hormonal therapy from those who would need only hormonal therapy would be an important advance. With that as background, the NSABP undertook a partnership with Genomic Health Incorporated, and using the very fine scientific background work of Soon Paik and his molecular pathology lab at NSABP, sought to determine if they could identify a small set of genes that could be identified in paraffin-embedded tissue that might identify those patients with a poor prognosis who could benefit from the addition of cytotoxic therapy to hormonal therapy. And so they did some pilot studies with archival tissue from NSABP breast cancer patients, and they looked to see if they could come up with a small set of genes that could distinguish those patients prognostically and predictively in terms of which ones might benefit from therapy. And we had available to us several trials within the NSABP where patients had received either hormonal therapy alone or hormonal therapy plus chemotherapy, notably the B20 trial. And then we had some trials where patients had hormonal therapy versus no hormonal therapy, for example, the B14 trial. And using the archival tissue blocks from those trials, Genomic Health and Dr. Paik were able to start with a reasonable set of, say, 200 genes that were reported in the literature to possibly be related to outcome in breast cancer. And they narrowed that set of genes down to just 16 genes that could be sorted into logical groups related to the estrogen receptor, the HER2 protein, proliferation and invasion characteristics of the cells. And they used that set of 16 genes plus 5 reference genes to see whether they could sort breast cancer patients into prognostic and predictive groups. And when I say prognostic groups, I mean predict the likelihood of recurrence. And when I say predictive groups, I mean could they identify patients who were in fact benefiting from chemotherapy compared to those who were deriving no benefit. So they looked at these archival subsets, and they were able, in fact, to determine that those 16 genes, along with 5 reference genes, could sort patients along a continuum that they called the recurrence score. And that score varies from 0 to 100. And that recurrence score could then be translated using simple mathematical regression procedures into a probability of recurrence over 10 years. And what they were able to determine was that patients who had low recurrence scores, that is scores of 18 or lower, benefited from hormonal therapy, but derived no additional benefit from the addition of chemotherapy to their hormonal therapy regimens. Conversely, in patients with high recurrence scores, scores of 31 or higher, there was a clear, statistically significant and large benefit from adding cytotoxic chemotherapy to hormonal therapy, that is tamoxifen. And in the intermediate group, the group with scores between 18 and 30, there was no apparent benefit from the addition of chemotherapy, but the confidence intervals, the statistical certainty of no benefit, was not established. So what came out of that was the Oncotype DX assay from Genomic Health that is commercially available and allows essentially selection of patients for hormonal therapy alone or hormonal therapy plus chemotherapy in the high-risk group. In the intermediate-risk group, we're left with some uncertainty, but there's an intergroup clinical trial known as the TAILOR-RX study, which for patients who have ER positive, node negative, early stage, stage one, small stage two breast cancers, can enter the TAILOR-RX trial and be randomly assigned to chemotherapy or no chemotherapy in addition to their hormonal therapy if they fall into that intermediate risk group.